Jam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paribrajakacharja Astotra Satya Sri Simad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Koho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai Jamuna Devi Ki Jai Ganga Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Premanande All glories to the Assemble devotees. All glories to the Assemble devotees. All glories to the Assemble devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarane. We are here in the world famous Govinda Kunj on October 26, 2012. We are having our monthly Chaitanya Charitamrita class. We welcome the devotees who have joined us on the internet, and especially Pattabhi in Chennai, who signed in. Hari Bol. Today's class is from the Madhya Leela, chapter 19, the subject, Bhakti Lata Beej. So if you're ready to proceed, everyone say, Gauranga. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. And today's class is especially dedicated to Nihar, who is joining us today, and for his son, Damodar. May he quickly come to the United States of America so he can greet the new president, Sriman Barack Obama. All right, let us begin. Please repeat. Brahmanda Brahmate Kono Bhagyavan Jeev. Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Beej. Lord Chaitanya instructed Rupa Goswami, according to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. Some of them are being elevated to the upper planetary systems, and some are going down into the lower planetary systems. Out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, such a person receives the seed of the creeper of devotional service. When a person receives the seed of devotional service, he should take care of it by becoming a gardener and sowing the seed in his heart. If he waters the seed gradually, by the process of sravana and kirtana, hearing and chanting, the seed will begin to sprout. As one waters the bhakti lata bij, the seed sprouts, and the creeper gradually grows to the point where it penetrates the walls of this universe and goes beyond the Viraja river, lying between the spiritual world and the material world. It attains Brahmaloka, the Brahman effulgence, and penetrating through that stratum, it reaches the spiritual sky and the spiritual planet Goloka Vrindavan. Being situated in one's heart and being watered by Shravana Kirtan, the bhakti creeper grows more and more. In this way it attains the shelter of the desire tree of the lotus feet of Krishna, who is eternally situated in the planet known as Goloka Vrindavan, in the topmost region of the spiritual sky. The creeper greatly expands in the Goloka Vrindavan planet, and there it produces the fruit of love of Krishna. Although remaining in the material world, the gardener regularly sprinkles the creeper with the water of hearing and chanting. Please repeat. Yadi Vaishnava Aparada Ute Hati Mata Upade Vachinde Tara Suki Yai Pata. If the devotee commits an offense at the feet of a Vaishnava while cultivating the creeper of devotional service in the material world, his offense is compared to a mad elephant that uproots the creeper and breaks it. In this way, the leaves of the creeper are dried up. The gardener must defend the creeper by fencing it all around so that the powerful elephant of offenses may not enter. Sometimes unwanted creepers, such as the creepers of desires for material enjoyment and liberation from the material world, grow along with the creeper of devotional service. The varieties of such unwanted creepers are unlimited. Now, this next part, I gave you the word for word because these are important. So let's repeat this. Nishida achar. Behavior not to be exhibited, please repeat, by a person desiring to become perfect. Kuti nati, diplomacy. Jiva hingsana, unnecessary killing of animals or the soul. Labha, profit according to material calculations. Puja, adoration achieved by satisfying mundane people. Pratishta Adi, becoming an important man in material calculations and so on. Yata, all these, Upashaka Gana, unnecessary creepers. So Lord Chaitanya continues to speak to Rupa Goswami. Some unnecessary creepers growing with the bhakti creeper are the creepers of behavior unacceptable for those trying to attain perfection. Diplomatic behavior, animal killing, mundane profiteering, mundane adoration, and mundane importance. All these are unwanted creepers. If one does not distinguish between the bhakti creeper and the other creepers, the sprinkling of water is misused because the other creepers are nourished while the bhakti creeper is curtailed.
They're seeing pictures of Lord Chaitanya. Right. Now there's no... I can switch in and out. Right now they're seeing pictures of Lord Chaitanya. If I want, then I can show me or you. What would you like? Yes. As soon as an intelligent devotee sees an unwanted creeper growing beside the original creeper, he must cut it down instantly. Then the real creeper, the bhakti lata, grows nicely, returns home back to Godhead, and seeks shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna. When the fruit of devotional service becomes ripe and falls down, the gardener tastes the fruit and thus takes advantage of the creeper and reaches the desired tree of the lotus feet of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. There the devotee serves the lotus feet of the Lord, which are compared to a wish-fulfilling tree. With great bliss, he tastes the juice of the fruit of love and becomes eternally happy. To taste the fruit of devotional service in Goloka Vrindavan is the highest perfection of life. And in the presence of such perfection, the four material perfections, religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation, are very insignificant achievements. And here's a quote Lord Chaitanya gives. Riddha siddhi vraja vijayata satya dharma samadhir brahmando guru api chamatkara yat yeva tavat yavat premnang madhuripu vashikara siddhau shadinam gandopi antakkarana sharani patatham na prayati. Jai. As long as there is not the slightest fragrance of pure love of Krishna, which is the perfect medicinal herb for controlling Lord Krishna within the heart, the opulences of the material perfections, known as the siddhis, the brahminical perfections, satya, shama, tatiksha, and so on, the trance of the yogis, and the monistic bliss of Brahman, all seem wonderful for men. So, this is part number one. As you can see, what I've done next is select purports from this section. But I wanted to get the whole section so we get some continuity. So before we go to the next part, Rupa, will you get out the harmonium for me? And I'd like to do a little bhajan. And we welcome our guests. Is this your first time here at Govinda Kunj? Welcome. Hari Bol. Would you be so good as to introduce you and your whole family? Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Okay, hold on, RuPaul. Okay. You can play Kartal. Let me hear C sharp. Good. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hari Harai Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Krishna
Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. So you know who's online? Chakarat. Haribol Chakarat. All right, so now, before we go to the purport, let's see if anybody learned anything. You can look at your sheets for the answers. So, easy question. What was today's subject matter? Bhakti Lata Bij. And Lord Chaitanya said that the Bhakti Lata Bij is by the grace of who? Guru and Krishna. And Prabhupada used to make that point in lectures, that it is the combined mercy of Guru and Krishna. Not Krishna alone, not Guru alone. It's by the combined mercy. Okay? And what is the disciple supposed to do once he or she gets that creeper? Water it by the process of hearing and chanting Shravana Kirtana. And what is the ultimate destination for the Bhakti Lata? Yes, the lotus feet of Krishna. And many times it said exactly, Goloka Vrindavan. And notice it breaks through the covering of the universe. And what was that place that's in between the material and spiritual world? What? Viraja River. Then it goes through the Brahma Jyoti, the Brahman effulgence. Then it reaches Krishna's lotus feet. And Lord Chaitanya said, but... Lord Chaitanya said that the person who receives the Bhakti Lata has to become a what? No, before that, he has to become something. When you have a creeper, what do? Before that, you become something. You become a gardener. Gardener. A gardener is someone who takes care of his garden. So you're growing this creeper, so Lord Chaitanya, you must become a gardener. Now comes the next. So what's the big thing to worry about? Yes. And Lord Chaitanya, that he compares that to what? A mad elephant. So, in India, you know about mad elephants. In America, I don't think we have so much experience. I would have to research that for you to give a definitive answer. That's my new policy now. Questions that I'm not sure of, rather than say something wrong, better to do the research. Simple questions I can answer, but as usual, your questions are of a higher caliber. Okay, so we become a gardener. We have to watch out for the mad elephant. And then it was pointed out, so besides the mad elephant, what else do you have to watch out for? What's that? Unwanted creepers. Right, the weeds. And for me, this is something that I can very much identify, because my father was a gardener. His hobby was he had a big plot of land and he had a nursery where he would grow plants to make extra income. So I would have to go regularly on Saturday to the nursery and he would tell me, Nikki, pull the weeds. And he would tell me, this is not how you pull the weeds from the top. He said, otherwise they're going to grow again. You have to get the weeds by the roots. That meant your fingers get all dirty, your nails, they get all... It's not fun. I would want to play baseball. But no, I had to go to the nursery and pull weeds. It was like punishment. But little did I know that later this would help me to understand that I have to pull these weeds from my heart, from the root. Now, there is another verse by Rupa Goswami where he talks about getting to the root of the problem. Does anybody know what verse I'm talking about? Shyat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sitapya Vidya Pito Patapta Rasanasuna Rochi Kanu. Lord Chaitanya, Rupa Goswami says that Mulahantri, that when you chant the Maha Mantra, you're rooting out ignorance from the heart. The reason, Rupa Goswami says, the reason that we can't taste Krishna's sweet name is because of avidya, ignorance, material identification. But this Maha Mantra goes to the root of the problem. And when you are completely cured of the disease of avidya, then you can taste the sweet nature of Krishna's name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Oh, you know that? Oh, you're very good. You know the Maha Mantra. Excellent. So, when I visit him in Panama, we go to one roadside stall, and there the man is selling sugarcane juice. So Rupa Goswami says that when you have this disease of ignorance, it's just like a person with jaundice. Person with jaundice, if you give him that sugarcane juice, he'll spit it out because it tastes very bitter. But when you're healthy, that sugarcane juice is so good. So Rupa Goswami says, yes, in the beginning, we don't have a taste for chanting the Maha Mantra. It's hard. It's like medicine. But we have to understand that we must take the medicine by force. We have to take the medicine regardless. We have no choice. If you want to get cured of the disease, then you have to take the medicine. But as you get cured, you will begin to taste the sweetness of Krishna's holy name. Let us all chant the Maha Mantra. One more time. And one more time. Okay. So, now let us look at Prabhupada's purports. I've only selected certain portions of the purports. Are you ready to proceed? Everybody okay? Okay. When we speak of Brahmanda, we refer to the whole universe, or to the cluster of many millions of universes. In all the universes, there are innumerable planets, and there are innumerable living entities upon those planets, in the air, on land, and in the water. There are millions and trillions of living entities everywhere, and they are engaged by Maya in suffering and enjoying the results of their fruitive activity, life after life. This is the position of the materially conditioned living entities. Out of many of these living entities, one who is actually fortunate, Bhagyavan,
comes in contact with a bona fide spiritual master by Krishna's mercy. So now you know whether or not you're fortunate. Ask yourself, have I come in contact with a bona fide spiritual master? If the answer is yes, then you know you have Krishna's mercy. That question comes up from time to time. How does somebody know they have God's mercy? Well, here's one answer. Do you have a bona fide spiritual master? If so, you have God's mercy. Let us continue. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. And if one desires something, Krishna fulfills one's desires. If the living entity by chance or fortune comes in contact with the Krishna consciousness movement and wishes to associate with that movement, Krishna, who is situated in everyone's heart, gives him the chance to meet a bona fide spiritual master. This is called Guru Krishna Prasad. Krishna is prepared to bestow his mercy upon all living entities. And as soon as a living entity desires the Lord's mercy, the Lord immediately gives him an opportunity to meet a bona fide spiritual master. Such a fortunate person is fortified by both Krishna and the spiritual master. He is helped from within by Krishna and from without by the spiritual master. Both are prepared to help the sincere living being become free from material bondage. How one can become this fortunate can be seen in the life of Srila Narada Muni. In his previous life, he was born of a maidservant. Although he was not born into a prestigious position, his mother was fortunately engaged in rendering service to some Vaishnavas. When these Vaishnavas were resting during the Chaturmasya period, the boy Narada took the opportunity to engage in their service. Taking compassion upon the boy, the Vaishnavas offered him the remnants of their food. By serving these Vaishnavas and obeying their orders, the boy became the object of their sympathy. And by the Vaishnavas' unknown mercy, he gradually became a pure devotee. In the next life, he was Narada Muni, the most exalted of Vaishnavas, and the most important guru and acharya of Vaishnavas. So I've always mentioned that point, and I never knew exactly where it was, so I was very happy in preparing this section that I found that statement, that Narada Muni, the most important guru and acharya of Vaishnavas. Following in the footsteps of Narada Muni, this Krishna consciousness movement is rendering service to humanity by giving everyone a chance to come in contact with Krishna. If one is fortunate, he becomes intimately related with this movement. So here's another question you can ask yourself. Are you intimately related with this movement? Then, by the grace of Krishna, one's life becomes successful. Everyone has dormant Krishna bhakti, love for Krishna, and in the association of good devotees, that love is revealed. As stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabunai Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karaya Udoy. Another very, very important verse. Dormant devotional service to Krishna is within everyone. Simply by one's associating with devotees, hearing their good instructions, and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, dormant love for Krishna is awakened. In this way, one acquires the seed of devotional service. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. To live with the devotees or to live in a temple means to associate with the Shravana Kirtana process. So here we are in Govinda Kunj. So you were explaining earlier, Dwarkadish Das, to Shamachandra, exactly what Prabhupada was saying here. Deity worship is going on, and you made the point, every day, without fail. And every day, we are hearing and chanting here in Govinda Kunj, correct? So that's the Shravana Kirtana. Sometimes, neophyte devotees think that they can continue the Shravana Kirtana process without worshipping the deity. But the execution of such Shravana Kirtan is meant for highly developed devotees like Haridas Thakur, who we heard about in our last class here. We heard all about Haridas Thakur, the exalted glories, who engaged in the Shravana Kirtana process without worshipping the deity. However, one should not falsely imitate Haridas Thakur and abandon deity worship just to try to engage in Shravana Kirtan. That is not possible for neophyte devotees. The word Guru Prasad, what is the name of your spiritual master? Oh, Guru Prasad. And I don't know if you know, but Dwarkadish and this family has very much respect for Guru Prasad Swami, yes? Especially Rupal, she said, on more than one occasion, he's so nice. And let me tell you what happened yesterday. I took him to Govinda's for Akadasi Prasad, and we're driving in my car, and I have the hands-free device on. The phone rings, and it's a phone number I don't... All of a sudden, it's Guru Prasad Swami calling from Tirupati as we're driving home. He wanted to talk to his disciple, Shyamachandra Das. All the way from Tirupati. Yes, big GBC meeting. Here we are having mini GBC meeting. All right, let's continue. Shall we continue? The word Guru Prasad indicates that the spiritual master is very merciful in bestowing the boon of devotional service upon the disciple. That is the best possible gift the spiritual master has to offer. Just like Prabhupada. What was the devotional service Bhaktisiddhanta gave him? Preach in English, distribute books, print books, right? So, this is what Prabhupada is talking about. When you get the boon of devotional service, that is the best possible gift. Those with a background of pious life are eligible to receive life's supreme benefit. And to bestow this benefit, the Supreme Personality of Godhead sends His representative to impart His mercy to those who are elevated and pious. Thus, the spiritual master trains his disciples to render devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is called Guru Kripa. It is Krishna Prasad, Krishna's mercy, that He sends a bona fide spiritual master to the deserving disciple. By the mercy of Krishna, one meets the bona fide spiritual master, and by the mercy of the spiritual master, the disciple is fully trained in the devotional service of the Lord. So this reminds me, Prabhupada twice was mentioning that in order to receive this gift, you have to be situated in a pious life. But Prabhupada is so amazing that even those who are not, he's giving them an opportunity. How? When we distribute books, many of those people that are getting the book, they're not pious. But somehow or other, because the devotee is so expert, sometimes they take the book, even though they're not necessarily pious. And if Prabhupada said, even they touch the book, they make benefit. What to speak if they read? And in one place, if they read one word, what to speak of one line, they get so much benefit. So, ISKCON, and also we send out our kirtan parties. Sometimes they don't want to hear, but too bad. You're hearing anyway. They get benefited. Rath Yatra is so merciful. Even they don't know, they see, what is this thing? Black, wooden. What is this? They're getting benefit. You told me, you heard me tell the story of Mr. Schwarzenegger, how he likes to go on Rath Yatra day to a restaurant with his friend, and he's smoking a big cigar and he's watching Rath Yatra parade. This is what was told. And even that crazy guy with the cow suit who harasses the Rath Yatra parade, Vajri always says, and who's there in the prasad line? Cow suit guy. Right. Now, he didn't come this year. I guess he had too much prasad. He has given up that cow sampradaya. All right. So, ISKCON is simply a movement of giving mercy. And by the way, we have 15 devotees online. Everybody say Hari Bol. Let's continue. Bhakti Lata Bij means the seed of devotional service. Everything has an original cause or seed. For any idea, program, plan, or device, there is first of all the contemplation of the plan, and that is called the bij or the seed. For instance, it's a well-known fact that after Obama won the election 4 years ago, on the day of his inauguration, the Republican demons gathered together and made a plan. Yes, Republicans. They made a plan. Our goal for the next 4 years is to make this man a one-term president. We shall see what Krishna has in store. But they made a seed. And we saw over the 4 years how they implemented the party of no. All right, we won't get into politics. The methods, rules, and regulations by which one is perfectly trained in devotional service constitute the Bhakti Lata Bij, or the seed of devotional service. This Bhakti Lata Bij is received from the spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. Other seeds called Anyabhilasha Bij, which include Karma Bij and Jnana Bij. If one is not fortunate enough to receive the Bhakti Lata Bij from the spiritual master, he instead cultivates such seeds as Karma Bij, Jnana Bij, or political, social, or philanthropic bijas. However, the Bhakti Lata Bij is different from these other bijas. The Bhakti Lata Bij can be received only through the mercy of the spiritual master. Therefore, one has to satisfy the spiritual master to get the Bhakti Lata Bij. And then Prabhupada quotes together, Yasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasada. So, this reminds me, there's another purport later on where Prabhupada talks about Purush Charana, the activities that one does before initiation, so that one can properly receive that seed of devotional service. In one place, Prabhupada says, Purush Charana is the life force of the mantra. In other words, what is that Purush Charana? So, In ISKCON, they don't give initiation the first day you walk in the door. You have to attend classes, do seva, do service, follow the regulative principles. It used to be at least 6 months, but now some ISKCON gurus do 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. They make them wait, which is okay, because all that preliminary chanting, hearing, serving, associating with devotees, then when they get that seed, they'll have nice life force. It'll be very, very nice. Yes, it'll be strong. Otherwise, if they get it cheaply, they may not continue. They may get it and then misuse it. The Bhakti Lata Bij is the origin of devotional service. Unless one satisfies the spiritual master, he gets the bija or root cause of karma, jnana, and yoga without the benefit of devotional service. But one who is faithful to his spiritual master gets the Bhakti Lata Bija. This Bhakti Lata Bij is received when one is initiated by the bona fide spiritual master. After receiving the spiritual master's mercy, one must repeat his instructions, and this is called Shravana Kirtana, hearing and chanting. So this, our process is actually very, very simple. Simply we have to receive the message and repeat it. That's all. Nothing else has to happen. Very, very simple process. After receiving the spiritual master's mercy, one must repeat his instructions. And this is called Shravana Kirtana, hearing and chanting. One who has not properly heard from the spiritual master, or who does not follow the regulative principles, is not fit for chanting kirtan. So we see, right, how many times have we read and heard, chant 16 rounds, follow the four regulative principles. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. You strictly do that, you're going to become advanced. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita, Vyavasayatmika Budhir Ekeha Kuru Nandana. One who has not listened carefully to the instructions of the spiritual master is unfit for chanting or for preaching the cult of devotional service. One has to water the Bhakti Lata Bij by receiving instructions from the spiritual master. A creeper generally takes shelter of a big tree, but the Bhakti Lata, being the creeper of spiritual energy, cannot take shelter of any material planet. For there is no tree on any material planet that the bhakti creeper can utilize for shelter. In other words, devotional service cannot be utilized for any material purpose. Devotional service is meant only for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes, men with a poor fund of knowledge maintain that bhakti can be applied to material things. In other words, they say that devotional service can be rendered to one's country or to the demigods. But this is not a fact. Devotional service is especially meant for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it is beyond this material range. No, that's not what we're talking about. No, we're talking about persons who don't want to do service to Krishna, but they want to do service to humanity. Like Obama and Romney cannot say, oh, we're doing bhakti. No, you're doing politics. You're not doing bhakti unless they start chanting Hare Krishna. Or I've come in contact with many people They may be devotees of Durga, like this. That's not bhakti. Bhakti means Vishnu, Krishna. Yes, in order to serve, we use all kinds of material. I'm a prime example. I got lots of material things here that I'm using to serve Guru and Krishna. Good enough? Let us continue. Let's see now. There is a river or causal ocean. So there you go, Dwarkadish. That's the causal ocean, right? There is a river or causal ocean between the spiritual and material natures. And this river is free from the influence of the three modes of material nature. Therefore, it is called Viraja. So that must be where Mahavishnu, because he says, causal ocean. Mahavishnu is, so Prabhupada answered your question. Jai. 17 devotees. Jai. And this river is, okay. The prefix V means vigata, completely eradicated. And rajas means the influence of the material world. On this platform, a living entity is completely free from material entanglement. For the jnanis who want to merge into the Brahman effulgence, there is Brahmaloka. The bhakti lata, however, has no shelter in the material world, nor has it shelter in Brahmaloka, although Brahmaloka is beyond the material world. The bhakti lata grows until it reaches the spiritual sky where Goloka Vrindavan is situated. Goloka Vrindavan. Yeah? Eventually, and that's confirmed by the prayers of the demigods to Krishna in the womb, something that Prabhupada quotes billions of times. Aruya Krishna Parang Padang Patanti. Yes, they must come down. Yes. Goloka Vrindavan is the highest planet in the spiritual world. In order to go to the spiritual world, after penetrating the covering of the material universe, one must penetrate Brahmaloka, the spiritual effulgence. Then one can come to the Goloka Vrindavan planet. There are also other planets in the spiritual world, called Vaikuntha planets. And on these planets, Lord Narayan is worshipped with awe and veneration. On these planets, Shantaras is prevalent. And some of the devotees are also connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Dasyaras, the mellow of servitorship. As far as the mellow of fraternity is concerned, in Vaikuntha, this ras is represented by Gaurava Sakya, friendship in awe and veneration. The other fraternity ras, exhibited as Vishramba, friendship in equality, is found in the Goloka Vrindavan planet. Above that is service to the Lord in Vatsalya ras, parental love. And above all is the relationship with the Lord in the Madhurya ras, or conjugal love. These five rasas are fully exhibited in the spiritual world in one's relationship with the Lord. Therefore, in the spiritual world, the bhakti creeper finds its resting place at the lotus feet of Krishna. Yes, you can. Correct. This is a different Brahmaloka. Brahma's planet is different from this Brahmaloka. It's a different thing. Right. Now, to answer your question, why Lord Brahma became Haridas Thakur? Because Lord Chaitanya came, and Brahma wanted to get to the position of pure devotional service. So he took birth as Haridas Thakur and became Namacharya and got love of Godhead. And we learned from our last class when Haridas Thakur initiated Durga Mata. Durga Mata said that right now, because of Lord Chaitanya, there is a flood of love of Godhead. And she said that anyone who does not drown in that flood will not be delivered for millions of kalpas, a day of Brahma. Millions! And she also, she said to Haridas, from my husband Lord Shiva, I got the Ram mantra. But from you, Haridas, I want Krishna. So Haridas Thakur, he said, okay, chant the Maha mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All right? Every living entity is wandering within this universe in different species and on different planetary systems according to its fruitive activities. Out of many millions of living entities, one may be fortunate enough to receive the seed of the Bhakti Lata, the creeper of devotional service. By the grace of the spiritual master and Krishna, one nourishes the Bhakti Lata by regularly sprinkling it with the water of Shravana Kirtana, hearing and chanting. In this way, the seed of the Bhakti Lata sprouts and grows up and up through the whole universe until it penetrates the covering of the material universe and reaches the spiritual world. The Bhakti Lata continues to grow until it reaches the topmost planetary system, Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna lives. There, the creeper takes shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, and that is its final destination. At that time, the creeper begins to grow the fruits of ecstatic love of God. It is the duty of the devotee who nourishes the creeper to be very careful. It is said that the watering of the creeper must continue. Iha mali seche nitya shravanadi jal. It is not that at a certain stage one can stop chanting and hearing and become a mature devotee. If one stops, one certainly falls down from devotional service. So that's an important point. I'll repeat that. It is not that at a certain stage one can stop chanting and hearing and become a mature devotee. Even I have seen in ISKCON that some devotees, they become situated in a very responsible position. They stop chanting, they fall down. They thought, oh, I have this big, big responsibility. So what? Your first, and there's another purport. The first order of the spiritual master, chant 16 rounds. First order. That's pretty strong language. Prabhupada says, yes, one may do this one, but one must first chant his 16 rounds. All right, let us continue. Where did I leave off? Okay, hold on. Let's see where that is. It is not that. Yes, very good. If one stops, one certainly falls down from devotional service. Although one may be very much exalted in devotional service, he should not give up the watering process of Shravana Kirtana. If one gives up that process, it is due to an offense. One's devotional attitude increases in the association of a Vaishnava. Kandera charana sevi bhakti sanivas janame janame hoy e abilas. By his personal example, Narottam Das Thakur stresses that a devotee must always remember to please his predecessor, Acharya. The Goswamis are represented by one's spiritual master. One cannot be an Acharya or spiritual master without following strictly in the disciplic succession of the Acharyas. One who is actually serious about advancing in devotional service should desire only to satisfy the previous acharyas. Achai goshait yar mui tar das. One should always think of oneself as a servant of the acharyas, and thinking this, one should live in the society of Vaishnavas. However, if one thinks that he has become very mature and can live separate from the association of Vaishnavas, and thus gives up all regulative principles due to offending a Vaishnava, one's position becomes very dangerous. Offenses against the holy name are explained in the Adi Lila chapter 8, verse 24. Giving up the regulative principles and living according to one's whims is compared to a mad elephant, which by force uproots the bhakti lata and breaks it to pieces. In this way, the bhakti lata shrivels up. Such an offense is especially created when one disobeys the instructions of the spiritual master. This is called guru avagya. The devotee must therefore be very careful not to commit offenses against the spiritual master by disobeying his instructions. As soon as one is deviated from the instructions of the spiritual master, the uprooting of the bhakti lata begins, and gradually all the leaves dry up. You want to stop? Okay. We will stop there. That is up to our GBC.